Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining me this beautiful, this wonderful, this marvelous Tuesday evening. You could have been doing anything else and everything else, but you chose to spend it with us. And for that, we're grateful. We don't take your time and we don't take you for granted. So thank you for joining us on Fire to Inspire this evening. The topic this evening is the importance of kingdom sisterhood. You know, they always say, you know, women can't get along, but I beg to differ. But anyway, before we jump in, I want to thank our sponsors this evening for sowing into our ministry through their talents, their time, their abilities, however they're choosing to sow into us. We're blessing God for them. We have Wounded But Not Broken, Part 1, coming soon by Ms. Jasmine Carter. And I'm telling you, this is a life experience. Actually, talking about it's an autobiography, and it's going to be different parts. And so the title of the book is Wounded But Not Broken. That's part one, and it'll be coming out soon. Again, that's Ms. Jasmine Carter, J-A-Z-M-Y-N Carter. So make sure you're watching out for Jasmine because she has a lot to tell you, and a lot of people are going to be freed as she shares her story. We have Afo Graphics, and Afo Graphics is your one-stop shop for all of your graphic needs, from business cards, logos, flyers, newsletters, invitations, banners, photography, P-H-O-G-R-A, F as in Frank, X as in X-ray. We have Unique Expression by Design. Unique Expression by Design brings your ideas to a reality. So whatever it is that you need customized, from pens to mugs, pencils, cups, T-shirts, Unique Expression by Design and Angela Fleshton is there to take care of you. Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. Now, Roz is your one-stop shop to your hair and beauty care needs. So if you need a relaxer, braids, natural hair, quick weaves, lock maintenance, makeup, lashes, and so much more. Everybody's been asking about this hairdo that I got on Saturday. I got well over 200 likes on Facebook. So, guys, if y'all like that hairdo, ladies, if you like that hairdo, reach out to Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. And the links are all over my page, and that's R-A-H-Z, Hair and Beauty Bar. And make your appointment today. We have Inspired Jewels for You. That's the number 4, the letter U. Inspired Jewels, the number 4, the letter U.com. That's your $5 jewelry, your $5 paparazzi jewelry and accessories. We also have Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. CDs are available on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. Thank you to each and every one of our sponsors. We appreciate you for sharing your gifts, talents, and abilities with us. You are truly blessing us, and we bless God for you. Well, guys, we are back to the show this evening. I'm so excited about the topic. I'm so excited about my sister that is going to be our guest tonight. The topic is, and I want to welcome my sister, Natalie Davis. Welcome back to On Fire to Inspire. How are you, Natalie?
Hello, I'm great. Thank you for having me back. I'm doing good.
Well, we are so excited about having you back to On Fire to Inspire. And for those who have not met you in the past, I want you to introduce yourself to them.
Hello, everyone. My name is Nalorence Davis. I reign from Dothan, Alabama. I'm just happy to be here and be back on my sister's show, Aaliyah. Let's see, what else do you want me to tell about myself? I'm a contemporary gospel artist, entrepreneur, yes. Event planner, and I have a great event that's going to be coming to your area real soon. And we'll be, if Miss Aaliyah allow me, I can talk about it a little later. But I'm just a woman of God, walking by faith and not by sight.
Amen, amen, and amen. I tell you, tonight's topic is called The Importance of Kingdom Sisterhood. So now, it's the topic, the importance of Kingdom Sisterhood, what does that mean to you? What does that say to you?
The importance of Kingdom Sisterhood. Well, to me, there's so many things that I can say about sisterhood and about the importance of sisterhood. One thing is when you have great sisterhood, when you have sisters, that women that can hold you accountable, that support you, that's there for inspiration, that's there to lift you up when you may have be having a hard time going through something, women that you can lean on, women that are willing and able to do the work. And when I say the work, kingdom work, you know, things that need to be done in not just our community and our churches, but for an example, to help mentor the young women that's coming up behind us, you know, help someone in need, you know, just be an inspiration to someone that, you know, may have lost their way or may be experiencing some kind of church hurt. We hear that word a lot. We've been hearing that a lot lately. You can get so much done when you come together and embrace each other and show love to one another instead of, you know, talking about each other and hating on one another and bad-mouthing each other. The importance of sisterhood, you can get so much done, and it's a beautiful thing when you find yourself surrounded among women, no matter the shape, age, race, you know, just women in general that have one main purpose, and that is to serve God and to just love on one another and support one another. It's a beautiful thing. It really is.
It definitely, definitely is. So you have a tour coming up, and you just finished your kickoff this past weekend in Dothan, Alabama. Was that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay. And tell everyone the title of the tour, first of all.
Okay. Well, the title of the tour is Adjusting Crowns Brunch Tour. Last year, the Lord laid it on my heart to produce this event, and I didn't promote it. I just invited about 23 women, married women and widows, and we fellowship. We had brunch. We just talked real life stuff, you know. And I can't share everything because it's like a private thing. I don't want to share like everything that we talk about, but I can share that we talk about marriage, you know, relationships, just things that's going on in the world. And it's not a church per se event. It's just women coming together, just having girl talk and just letting loose and not really being afraid of who's in the room, who's going to judge them, who's going to talk about them. And so the Lord laid it on my heart to host it again, but this time to take it to different cities. So we had the brunch tour kick off this past weekend, and we added this year, we opened it up for all women, because last year it was just for married women and widows, and I said, no, I don't want, you know, single women to feel left out. So this year we opened it up for the single women, and here in Dothan we had two segments. During the day we had it for the wives and the widows, and then at night we had an all-white party for the single ladies. And it was just a fun fellowship where the ladies, we just talked about any and everything.
Amen. So the Lord placed this on your heart last year, because that was going to be one of my questions. How was it birthed? So the Lord placed it on your heart last year, and this year he said you're going to do it again. But you're going to take it into a different city. So your next city is?
Newnan, Georgia.
Newnan, Georgia. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Newnan is about an hour outside of Atlanta. Well, actually, under an hour from the city of Atlanta. And so tell me.
I'm excited.
About that.
Okay. I heard you were saying something about how it was birthed. Well, let me just back up a little bit, and then I'll tell you about Newnan, Georgia. Well, I've been married for 16 years, just celebrated my 16th mm-hmm. anniversary. Praise God. And
mm-hmm.
early on, we praise the Lord. And we got married at 22. And early on in my mm-hmm. early 20s, I can remember sitting in church and being surrounded by a lot of single women. Nothing against single women, but sometimes I felt a little out of place. I felt like I needed something more. And I felt like I needed to be amongst other women that was married, and we could, like, share with each other, you know, different tips, and I can get wisdom from other women that may have, you know, been where I was trying to go, you know. So I was like, Lord, mm-hmm. you know, there's no kind of, like, groups where married women can get together and just share wisdom with one another and pour into each other. So the Lord laid it on my heart, mm-hmm. and, you know, at first I was like, okay, how can I do this? And I kept going, and the Lord laid it back in my spirit again. It's time. You can do it. Why don't you host it? Stop waiting on somebody else to do it. Why don't you host it? And then you'll not only be mm-hmm. able to receive for yourself, you'll be able to bless other women as well. And so that's how it mm-hmm. was birthed. Okay, so last year I had a guest on my show by the name of Pastor Danny Hudson, and he's mm-hmm. the pastor of Calvary Worship Center in Noonan, Georgia. And around that mm-hmm. time, I was planning, I had it, you know, in the works, planning it, but for some reason, I could not settle on what city that I would host my event in Atlanta. So I was talking mm-hmm. to him in conversation about my vision. I shared with him my vision, and I was asking him, did he know people in different cities, and he offered me to host it at his church. And I was like, wow. I said, well, let's pray about this. So he, I think a couple of days went by, and he contacted me back. He said, let's do it. And I was like, wow. So he put me in touch with a point of contact at his church, and we're almost here. We're about 2 weeks away. We'll be at Calvary Worship Center in mm-hmm. Noonan, Georgia. I've never been to Noonan. Don't know anybody in Noonan besides Pastor Danny Hudson, meeting him and having him on my radio show. So I'm excited. I'm trusting God. And I look forward to the fellowship and networking. And I'm excited about having you join me as well, Aaliyah.
Amen, amen. You know, guys, as you are listening, Nellis and I have been friends through the radio world because she has her own show. And we've been friends through Facebook for how many years now, Nellis?
A couple of years, probably at least about three, I'm thinking.
I was going to say three or four, something like that.
Uh-huh,
and
three
so
or four years.
Each other, we pray with each other. We've encouraged each other. Now, keep in mind, this is a kingdom sisterhood of which these two sisters have never met. We've never met face-to-face. So
mm-hmm.
she's going to be her host, her MC for her event in Noonan, which is about an hour from me. And so I'm going to go and support my sister and be the host for what God has placed in her heart. That's kingdom sisterhood. When God lay on your
yes.
heart to say, yeah, I'm going to support my sister. And, yes, it will be our first opportunity to meet. We feel like we already know each other. But
we do.
We will be actually meeting face-to-face for the very first time. So I just give God praise for, you know, the opportunity to finally meet you and just hug on
yes.
you, love on you. Because God is
yes.
so good. And, you know, you have those kindred spirits, you know. You just
mm-hmm.
you just can't be nobody but who he created you to be. And that's love. That's
yes,
who he
ma'am.
Is. And that's what you have
yes,
a lot
ma'am.
Of now. You have love, and that's what you want to be able to show and bring sisters together so they can love on one another, because life happens, but we can't stay in the
oh, yeah.
sometimes but a dish. So, you know, it's time to make that lemonade out of lemons. And I am so grateful that, and you asked
too.
Me. So thanks so much.
You're welcome, and yes, I am. I'm so excited about finally meeting you face-to-face and just meeting all the women there in Noonan, Georgia, and you are so right. You know, life happens to all of us, and whether you're single, whether you're married, divorced, widow, we are all women, you know, and we all have struggles, you know, and it's okay, you know, not to get everything right, you know. God is a forgiving God, and It's okay to let your hair down and say, hey, I need help. Hey, sister, can you help me? And that's what this is all about. I want to be able to help someone that may be struggling with something. And when I tell you this past weekend, oh, man, we had young women there at the first segment that had been married 2 years, mm-hmm. and we had one woman that had been married 40 years. And I had about four ministers. Yes, I had about four ministers among the wives and widows, and then I had a licensed therapist there as well. Mm-hmm. And so it was a lot of fun, but it was real life deep stuff. None of the questions were dumb to me. I let everybody know anything you got to ask. Anything you want to know, you're unsure about, put that question in the bag. We're going to address it, because there's somebody mm-hmm. in this room that will be able to help you with whatever it is that you need help with or to be able to answer the question that you may have. Mm-hmm. No question is off limits. If I must say, no question is off limits, because from the young bride, young wife, to the wife that's been married 40 years, there's some things that, we just may not know, that our moms may not have, told us. And then even down to the single mm-hmm. women. I had a good friend of mine who's a minister, and she shared with the ladies, the importance of loving yourself. Just because you're single mm-hmm. does not mean that God doesn't have anybody for you. And stop saying that I don't need a man, because you do. But first, you got to love yourself. Love yourself and who you are, and your husband will come. Stop looking for your husband. Let him look for you. And I'm just saying, that's a little snippet I'm going to share from this past weekend. And yes, ma'am.
Now, let me ask you this. So as the ladies that are coming up, well, let's tell them this, because we have not told them. So we did say it's in 2 weeks. So let's give them some, direct information. So if you're interested in attending, it is going to be mm-hmm. in 2 weeks, 2 weeks from this coming Saturday, and that is August the 4th, from 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. to 1 p.m., right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's going to be held at Calvary Worship Center. The tickets are on sale at eventbrite.com for $20. And listen, this is what you're going to get. We're going to have at least 10 vendors. I'm bringing my pop-up shop from my thrift boutique, now Thrift Boutique, women's clothing, shoes, handbags, and much more. We're going to have two awesome women of God that's going to share wisdom. I have a single minister, Courtney Akins, and then we're going to have Miss Carla Conway. She's a married woman of God who has, her and her husband have written books, and she's been on my show before in the past. And then we're going to have a catered meal. We're going to have food for you all, door prizes. We have a vendor from Lip Sync. We have paparazzi. We have a beauty supply store. We have a lady that makes her own jewelry, a lady that makes her own candles. We have several vendors that's going to be there. So it's going to be great fellowship, great words of wisdom, Q&A, and then at the end, we have a crowning ceremony. Every woman that attends will be crowned at the end, and that's one of the most beautiful things. I shared a few pictures and video footage in the group for the Newman Adjusting Crowns group on Facebook. I didn't share a whole lot on my main page, but at the end, I want every woman in that room to feel like a queen. Every woman, no matter how old, how young, single, married, I want every woman before they leave to feel like a queen. And if for some reason your crown has tilted to the left, we're gonna adjust your crown for you. We're going to adjust your crown and make you feel just as beautiful as you are. Let me tell you something about me. When I host events, I don't host the event without that setting the atmosphere of everybody in this room is important. There's no cliques. We're going to love on each other. And that's one of the things that the energy that I love to bring when I host events Everybody is just, ain't no little I, no big, little I, big I, little you, you know what I'm trying to say. Everybody is important, and I want everybody to feel loved. And adjusting crowns, I just decided to do a T-shirt, and my T-shirt slogan says, real queens adjust other queens' crowns when needed.
Oh, wow. Love it, love it, love it, love it. So, guys, again, that event is in Newnan, Georgia. The address is 100 Mount Calvary, 100 Mount Calvary Church Road in Newnan, Georgia. And that is going to be August 4th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Like, the tickets are $20, but like you said, for that $20, you have 4 hours of, you have vendors, you have food, you have conversation, you got wisdom coming from all ages, you have networking, and then you have a crowning ceremony at the end. Where can you get all that for $20? You can't.
Okay.
And, so we just going to let God be God, and we're going to do what we do and let him do what he do. We're just going to be willing to be there in the midst and the mouthpieces that he's using in this hour. So I'm so excited about being your hostess, mistress of ceremony for this
event. I'm so excited, too.
I know that. I already see some chains falling off of some people, and I see freedom already happening in the spirit. So we just give God glory.
Yeah.
We just give God glory because, see, the king is wherever we are. Because we are the king.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so
yes, ma'am.
That sisterhood, loving each other, see, we're going to be able to help free some people just by giving them
By
just
most definitely.
Because, like you said, you're letting them know, regardless of what you've been through or your past or your current circumstance, you're still loved. Baby, you are loved.
Mm-hmm.
You are beautiful. You are wonderfully made. You are unique. Girl, woo! You got me excited already.
And I forgot to mention that my widow, because I like to have a widow to speak to the widow women that may be at the event. Shirley Hines, she's a member of Calvary Worship Center, and I spoke with her briefly on the phone, and she shared just a tidbit of her testimony. And when I tell you, this lady has a testimony out of this world, and she's never shared it publicly. So I cannot wait for her to share her testimony. Somebody is going to get delivered. When I tell you, she has a testimony out of this world to be still standing and to have gone through what she went through. But her name is Shirley Hines. So the women that I have coming forth, they are more than qualified to stand before the women on August 4th and share their personal life testimonies and pour into them and help. Because I like to use the motto from my radio show, uplift, empower, and inspire. And that's exactly what we're going to do on August 4th. So do not, if you're in the area, do not miss this event. I tell you, the ladies here in Dothan, Alabama, they inbox, they call, they say, if you host another one, we'll be there. I'm hoping to bring a few ladies with me from Dothan to share and to fellowship with the ladies in the Newnan, Georgia, Atlanta area on August 4th. I'm excited.
Well, ladies, if you're in the driving area, I mean, like I said, that location is like an hour from me. But what's an hour to pour into someone? You're throwing that because what you going to do? I mean, let me tell you something. An hour is nothing for what you're going to be getting.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever you
make
are,
it a girls' weekend.
Make it a girls' thing, and y'all travel up that morning or go up the night before, however, and just go and support my sister here. Like I said, I am going to be the MC of this event. I'm so excited. And, you know, God is so strategic in what he does because I actually just got home about 15 minutes before airtime because I was actually out and actually experiencing sisterhood with five of my sisters and Christ. And I just give God praise because we were able to love on each other. There's no judgment. Nobody's putting anybody down. Just loving each other for where you are and lifting each other up and iron sharpening iron, you know. So it's all about God getting the glory out of everything that he's doing in this hour. And so in a lot of times, it don't even have to be planned. because that was not planned to happen today, and then we have this topic tonight on the show. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right.
That wasn't planned.
That's
this
God.
Was supposed to happen 2 weeks ago, and it didn't happen because of scheduling. But God is just so mm-hmm. faithful. But we're going to open up the phone lines. If you do, you have anything else before we do so?
No, ma'am. Oh, well, one thing
okay.
I want to say, if any of you ladies are traveling and you would like to make hotel accommodations, we're going to be staying at the Hampton Inn, and you can email me, nallorance@gmail.com, and I can get you, if we do a group rate, I would love to help you all out, but we're going to be staying at the Hampton Inn in Newnan, Georgia. If any of you are going to be traveling and would like to make hotel accommodations.
Okay. Great. You said the Hampton Inn?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So if you have any questions or comments about anything discussed thus far, we're going to go ahead and open the lines. Now, if you're listening by the Internet, you got to dial in, ladies. And so if you have any questions, dial in at 929-477-2178. Again, I'll repeat that slowly because people say I speak fast sometimes. 929-477-2178. If you're already dialed in and you'd like to make a comment or share something, press 1, and we will bring you on live so that you can share. Now, I was told that I have a sister that actually went to the dosing location and experienced this wonderful, wonderful thing on this past Saturday. And so we're going to bring her on first so that she can share. Miss Shamika. So, Ms. Shamika, we're going to bring you on live first. Ms. Shamika, welcome to
Hi.
On Fire to Inspire This Team. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. So,
good. I'm
tell
glad
us
to
about
be
your
here.
Experience. Without giving too much information, tell us about, you know, your experience. What was your takeaway or whatever you want to share with us this evening about your experience of the Adjusting Your Crown breakfast tour, brunch tour?
Oh, wow. The experience that I had on Saturday was simply amazing. I'm a single female, 36 years old, and I've been wanting something to be able to participate in for so long, and I've been single for so long, and it's just like, Lord, when? But when Mallory was hosting this event, and I said, I got to do what I got to do to get there. And when I got there, it was simply amazing. That's all I can say, just simply amazing, because I learned a lot, and a couple things stuck out to me. I said, you are worth waiting for. Not saying too much, but growing up, a lot of my downfall was my disability, and I was so worried about growing up with a disability and men not wanting me or men, you know, not wanting to be with me because of that. But after Saturday, I really got a lot of empowerment, and now that I'm able to just take what I learned and apply it, you know, that you're worth waiting for.
Uh-huh.
You are somebody. You are beautiful, and you are a single woman that deserves to be kept if I want to be kept. So that's the most important thing. And everything that I went through this weekend was truly worth the wait.
Amen.
Wow.
Now, Shamika, can you share with us how that made you feel after the crowning ceremony? How did you feel after that?
At that moment, I felt like everything that I have been through was well worth it. And at that moment, I felt like somebody. I know that I am, and I've been told
wow.
that I am somebody all my life. But at that particular moment, I felt like I was whole. I felt like I was complete. I felt like I could go on as a single Christian black woman. And I haven't felt like that all my life. But after Saturday, I was really empowered. And after that crowning ceremony, I was like, yes, and I got my crown. Yes, I was excited. And it's been amazing ever since.
Wow.
We give God. We give God praise.
That makes me want to cry.
Yeah.
And because the reason why I say that is because I truly have a testimony as well, and now it knows my testimony, and it's amazing to be where I am right now as a single woman. It's amazing to be where I am mm-hmm. in life, because there were some things that I went through mm-hmm. in life that could have very well took my life. But I thank God for mm-hmm. his keeping power and his saving grace over my life, and mm-hmm. that I can live to tell about it. So now I can keep yeah. pushing. When I, even when I want to give up, I can yeah. still keep pushing. So,
right.
Wow. Wow.
I Whew. Love it. I absolutely
love it.
Love it. Woo,
God be all the glory.
I thank God for you sharing this evening, because many times, you know, people are like, well, you know, I don't want to talk, or, you know, honey, our transparency is what get people delivered and healed. So thank you
yeah.
so much.
Amen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Wow.
Amen. All right, so prayerfully we'll get to see you out. If you don't get to come to this one in Atlanta, in Newnan, prayerfully I'll get to see you sometime soon, Miss Shamika.
You'll be there sometime soon. We'll get to meet up and we'll get to interact with each other sometime soon. Hopefully I'll
yes,
be able
ma'am.
To go come down to Georgia, but if not, we will link up soon, okay? I promise.
Okay. Looking forward to it, sis. You have a blessed one, okay?
All right, you too. Thank you so much for having me.
You are so welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a blessed evening.
Yes.
I tell you now, I am loving
wow.
it. I'm loving it. I love it. That crowning
Ooh.
Ceremony by itself, you know, when you told me, you know, what you were wanting to do, and
mm-hmm.
when I could actually just see, because I'm a visionary as well, and as you were talking
mm-hmm.
about the crowning of the women at the end, I saw the building up torn down, the you know,
mm-hmm.
the women whose self-esteem was lost. They
mm-hmm.
found it again. They found their joy. They found it, you know. And so many times you can tell people stuff, but that right there is a physical depiction of the Father's love in a different way. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? He's restoring
mm-hmm.
your crown. Your crown ain't never been removed from you, queen, but let me just help you adjust it. You know,
adjust
so,
it. Mm-hmm.
I love it. Just adjust your crown, because you've always worn it. You just didn't realize it was still there. So
yes.
I absolutely love it. Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Anyone else have a comment, a question about the either the topic, the importance of Kingdom Sisterhood, or the actual event itself, adjusting your crown, the adjusting crown? Look, they got me tongue tied. So adjusting crowns is worth sure. So if you have a question or comment, if you're listening by way of the internet, you have to dial in at 929-477-2178. Press option 1 and we will bring you live with us. If you have a question or comment, 929-477-2178. And we do have a person that is ready. You ready? Welcome to On Friday Inspire. Who do we have with us?
Good evening, ladies. This is Janie. How are you all doing?
Hello.
Great. How are
Good.
You doing?
Hey, Janie.
I am well. I don't have a lot to say, but I just want to let you all know that you all have truly blessed me. I'm talking about the importance of sisterhood. And I
mm-hmm.
love what Aaliyah said at the end with the other lady giving her testimony. You never know who you are blessing. By sharing the testimony. So you all have really
yes,
blessed
ma'am.
Me this afternoon.
Oh, thank you, Janie.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing, Janie. We bless God for you sharing with us, because you don't know. And, you know, many times the people that's always encouraging are pouring out. You know, when someone just shares something it doesn't even have to be huge. That
mm-hmm.
is just, you know, just sharing and telling that part right there, it just replenishes her and say, you know what, God, I thank you that I'm walking in obedience. And it just gives her all the
yes.
You know, so thank
yes.
you for sharing.
That's so true, because sometimes, you know, you may have those moments where you feel like, God, am I really making a difference? Am I making a difference? And
mm-hmm.
when you hear someone speak as Shamika did, it just – it brings tears
yes.
to my eyes, because
yes.
I know I'm on the right track.
Yes.
by doing exactly what God has told me to do. And, you know, on this journey sometime, Aaliyah, I know you know that you get tired and sometimes you feel like you don't have all the support that you could have. And you be like, Lord, do I need to sit down? Do I need to do this? Do I need to go forth with it? And you know, we have those moments. But when you hear people like Shamika talk about how it touched their lives and made them feel, you know that you are doing the will of God.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And see, the things that come up like that to tell you differently, it's coming as a distraction, but you know you heard the word clearly. Tell you, daughter, this is what I have you to do. And so because he said, you know, this is what I have you to do, then he put the people in your path. Okay, ask this one to do this. Ask that one to do that one. And every person has fallen right into place because you did what the Father said to do. You know, you're walking in obedience, and that's where the blessing is coming from. Because you don't know these people in Newnan. You're just going to Newnan because, you know, the Father opened that door to do it there.
He opened that door to do it to us.
So we give God praise for every person that's in Newnan that wants to come, every person in neighboring cities that's coming, every person that's traveling with you from Dothan. In any other place, we look forward to meeting you and loving on you and just enjoying and networking, because sometimes people don't want to go to stuff because it's a church event. Well, this ain't church.
Although it's in a fellowship hall, but it's not church.
But I'm saying, you know, I'm really so over reading about church hurt because, see, you get hurt in the grocery store and you get hurt in relationships. You get hurt in everything. But, see, the church is who we are, the people, not the building.
Exactly.
That's just an edifice. But I'm not going to start preaching on it because, see, I can go there and stay there. But the church is who we are. We are the church. So get off of the building. These people are people who are coming into a facility. They're not the church. They're just there.
Come on now.
You know, but we are not going to go there. But but the importance of kingdom sisterhood, we're going to stay on topic. The importance of kingdom sisterhood and walking in obedience. So I'm so, again, honored to be able to be a part of Adjusting Crowns Brunch Tour. The kickoff was a huge success in Dothan, Alabama this past weekend. Praise God. Mm-hmm. And so in 2 more weeks, you'll be coming to Newnan, Georgia. And so that
address
again is 100 Mount Calvary Church Road, Newnan, Georgia, 30265. It will be August 4th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you're in Alabama, you're going to be traveling. That is Eastern Standard Time. So that's going to be an hour after you guys, if you were traveling from home. So you're actually gaining an hour if you're traveling from Alabama. But, ladies, if you can come on out and support my sister here, go out to Eventbrite and purchase a ticket. Now, can they buy tickets at the door as well?
Yes, ma'am. If we don't sell out before we get there, they can purchase tickets at the door. And they will be 20 at the door. Okay?
Okay. All right. So, ladies, don't plan to just wait till the last minute because she does need to be able to accommodate since it's being catered. So she need to have that number. But if you know that you're going to be coming, go ahead and purchase your ticket. If you don't know, of course, you're going to have to wait till maybe possibly, you know, later on. But hopefully the tickets aren't sold out by then. But we're looking forward for you guys to come out and support this awesome, awesome event. And so she's going to have vendors. She's going to have food. She's going to have great speakers. And again, it's going to
door
be
prizes.
A dancer and just prizes. Yes. So just so many different things. And so what would you say to the person that says, you know what, I so need this? What would you say to that young lady that's listening of any age?
I would say
that young 20-year-old or that young 50-year-old, what would you say to her?
That needs that empowerment to go ahead and purchase your ticket and come out and be amongst women your age, a little older, and we all going to love on you and speak words to you of wisdom and empowerment and whatever it is you think you're struggling with and you're by yourself, let me tell you, you are not alone. I can guarantee you there is someone somewhere going through a similar situation that you're going through, if not worse. So come on out. Let us love on you. Let us talk about whatever it is you need to talk about. Get it all out on the table. That is exactly what we're going to do at a Justin Crowns Brunch Tour. It's a sisterhood. We're going to empower you. We're going to pray with you. We're going to crown you and adjust your crown, queen. So don't miss out on this event, August 4th, Calvary Worship Center, Noonan, Georgia. And then September the 14th, we just secured another date. We're going to be in Troy, Alabama. So stay posted on that as well.
Okay, I saw that today, and I was going to tell you to mention that date for those who are in Alabama and they're closer to that location. They can come over to Troy in September, you said the 14th?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right, perfect. So, ladies, if you're in the driving area, we look forward to all of you coming out. It is open to all ladies, so if you're in your, you know, you're in your 20s, come on out. You're in your 50s, 70s. If you want to come out, come on out. Adjust your crowns.
Come on out.
We're not limited to an age group or if
no
you're
kids,
married,
though.
A single, a divorce, a widow. Come on. Just come on. It's open to all.
No kids,
so,
though,
because
we will be discussing
no
mature
kids.
Topics.
No
kids.
Yeah, no children.
I had to
no
say
children.
That.
Find a babysitter. We have to find a babysitter because this is adult ears. And adult conversations, so no children. So women of all ages, however, please find a babysitter. If you're interested in attending, again, go out to Eventbrite, and Justin Crowns is the name of the event. It's going to be August 4th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and the location is at Mount Calvary. No, Calvary.
It's Calvary Worship Center. Mm-hmm. Pastor
Calvary
Danny
Worship
Hudson
Center.
Is the pastor.
Okay. And the address is 100 Mount Calvary Church Road, Noonan, Georgia, 30265. And we are looking forward to seeing you there. Meet us there. We're going to have a great, great time. Any final words for them now?
I just want to encourage you all tonight, the listeners, just keep pressing, keep moving forward, trust God through whatever it is you're going through, and be blessed, and hopefully we'll see you on August 4th.
Now we got one more caller.
Okay.
I want you to press one, and we'll go ahead and bring you on. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. We want you to share whatever you want to share with us.
Hello, am I on?
Ah, you are on.
Hello, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Okay, I'm doing well, thank you. I was sitting down and listening, and I'm just totally honored just to hear both you ladies. And not only that, I was totally blessed because as I was listening, I continued to hear it's something that I've been hearing all week, something that God had said to me several months ago, several years ago, and just reiterated in the spirit that there's purpose in your pain. And for everyone that listens, there's purpose in your pain. And so what happens is just like for anyone that's right now that has tears and that's just laying down trying to figure out, what should I do? Where do I go? I hear the women. Yes, I hear, but I just can't. But you got to push through that pain. It's just because it's just like when you're in bed and there's a pain that hits you. You don't lie still. You roll to the left. You roll to the right, or you get up. And the reason you do that is because it's uncomfortable. Pain causes you to move because there's a shift. There's a shift. Mm. And so what happens is through your pain, others are being blessed. And so where you are right now, your people are experiencing new devils because old devils can't shake them anymore because been there, done that. I can help you. I can bring you along to the level that I'm on. And see, where you are right now, old devils can't mess with you at all. And so what you're doing is you're sharing someone, you're sharing with them a testimony. Because, see, remember this, an alcoholic doesn't know that he's recovered from alcohol until he's tempted with the alcohol. A drug addict doesn't know that he's recovered from drugs until he's tempted with it. And once they're tempted with it and they say, I don't want it today, that's day one of a testimony. Young lady, you have given a testimony. Ladies, you have given a testimony, and you're going to continue to give testimonies. And for that, I say thank you. We're totally blessed today. May God continue to bless you, keep you, and move you. May God continue to anoint your eyes. May God continue to anoint your ears. May God continue to anoint the blood that flows through your veins. May God continue to anoint your feet. May God continue to take you where he would want you to go. May God continue to speak through you where everyone will be blessed. God bless you, ladies, and I am honored to hear from both of you today.
God bless you as well. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
I felt that through this phone. I felt that. My God. My God.
Hallelujah. 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 You continue, and just remember, it's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be hard for you. It's supposed to be hard for Aaliyah. It is, because what happens is because the Bible says, what does it say? It is hard for it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to get into the kingdom of heaven. So that tells me it's hard. So therefore, you have to be consistent. You have to be consistent in your purpose. You have to be consistent in your purpose. Because if you prayed and said, Lord God, not my will but thine will be done. Thine will be done, and it doesn't work according to your plan. What makes you think it's not God?
Wow.
What makes you think it's not God? You continue to move through your purpose. Yes. You continue to move through your purpose, because me and countless others will continue to be blessed. Thank you, lady.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Thank you so much. You're welcome.
Thank
you. You guys have a blessed day, okay? Have a blessed evening.
You too.
All right.
You too.
Okay. Good night.
My God, my God.
Bless God.
Yes. I got chills all over me. Shamika just sending me hands up emojis. Yes, I got chills all over me now. That just made me even more excited about coming. You have no idea to be in a new city. I've never hosted an event out of the city of Dothan. This is my first time stepping out on stage. And Aaliyah, I hadn't even shared, like, to the listeners tonight, my testimony. Even with planning this event, I lost my father in January, and I wanted to not, you know, to sit back and not do any of this. But God said, keep going, keep pressing. Think about what your father would have wanted. And to be able to just go from January up until now, and it's almost here, I praise God. I praise God for every day that I have been able to open my eyes up and press on. I praise God. Every day hadn't been easy. I still have my moments. Matter of fact, I had one last night. But I thank God, especially to be able to hear someone say, you know what, I was touched by that event. And I give God all the glory. I give him all the glory.
Yes. And that's why I told you, you stay focused on and walk in obedience, because you know this is what he's telling you to do. And so I tell you, so many women are going to be impacted by this this upcoming weekend for August 4th, the one that was just passed. I saw your pictures that you posted. I mean, you had a nice crowd of ladies, and I know they were
ma'am.
I mean, they were shining. They were glowing. So, you know, you're making an impact for the kingdom of God. And that's what it's all about. It's not about building buildings. It's about building people and winning souls.
Amen.
So we got praise. And so I commend you. My hat goes off to you as you continue to walk in obedience and doing what he's calling you to do. Because you wear many hats as a singer, songwriter, radio host, mom, wife, you know, entrepreneur. But you're doing it well. You're wearing your crown, and you're wearing it well. And I commend
Thank you, sister.
For what you're doing. My pleasure. So we will finally get to meet.
Yay!
Finally, after several years of being friends on Facebook and talking over the phone and praying with each other and lifting each other up. We give God praise for the kingdom sisterhood, because you don't have to be a blood sister to be a sister in the kingdom of
Amen.
God. So I just commend
That's
you
so
for
true.
Everything you've done. I thank God for the divine connection and the divine appointment that is to happen on August the 4th. So thank you again for asking me to be your mistress of ceremony. I am honored. And,
you're so welcome.
I look forward to it. Any final words that you want to leave?
No, ma'am. The only thing I want to say is you all connect with me on Facebook. If you can't be there, if you want to make a donation, sponsor the brunch tour, you can go to eventbrite.com and you'll see the event for Noonan, Georgia, or Troy, Alabama, and you can also be a sponsor as well. But we want to see you there in the place. If not, we ask that you just keep us lifted up in prayer as we travel to and from Noonan, Georgia.
Amen. And that's how many hours for you?
It's about 3 hours.
3 hours. And again, ladies, she's doing this by faith. She doesn't know anybody in Noonan, but the pastor that opened up this church for her to have it there. And so God is opening this door. She's going. She doesn't know anybody, but God said go, and she's going. So come on and meet us out in Noonan, August 4th at 9 a.m. from 9 to 1 and just get blessed, loved on, and just have a great time. And thank you again for joining us. And I will see you soon, my sister.
Thank you for having me. See you soon.
All right. Amen. Guys, if you missed any of this awesome interview, I want you to go back and listen on the recording, which will be available in about 5 minutes after the show is over. So make sure you go out and listen. If you're in the area and driving area, guys, come on out and support, because I tell you, we're going to have a great, great time. God is so faithful, and he's so strategic in this hour, everything that he's doing. Just be sensitive enough and be still enough to hear him, because it's not moving by religion or just moving by what you used to do, because what you used to do ain't working in this hour. If you don't hear him, you're going to miss it. But I want to thank each and every sponsor. Each and every sponsor that's here for Unfiled Inspire. I want to also mention an event I want you guys to mark on your calendar. It's called a Jazz Soiree. The Jasmine House Foundation presents a Jazz Soiree Silent Auction. Come join us at the Silent Auction Annual Silent Auction Fundraiser. Proceeds will benefit the Jasmine House Foundation's current launching goal of the Jasmine House After School Program and Resource Center. We hope to see you there. The event is September the 21st through 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Again, it's called a Jazz Soiree. The Jasmine House Foundation will be hosting at the Zuka Gallery in downtown Atlanta, and the address is 100 Centennial Olympic Parkway. Now, they have an early bird special. If you get your tickets by July 31st, you'll get the ticket for $35. If you do not catch the early bird special, your ticket is going to be $50. So make sure you get your tickets by July 31st to get the $35 special. Otherwise, it's going to be $50 per ticket. That date again is September 21st from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. And support the Jasmine House Foundation Jazz Soiree and Silent Auction. Guys, we have had, again, an awesome, awesome night tonight with Nalyn Davis. And we are thanking God for her obedience as she's walking in what he's calling her to. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So each and every one of you, we will see you back next week, same time, same place, on Friday Inspire. I am your host, Ms. Aaliyah Butler, Ms. On Friday Inspire. You guys have a blessed week.